I don't believe that. I really don't believe that at all. Well, what's the time frame here, Sister Sarah? Till what? Noon? Wow. You guys are going to hate me for this. No, we won't keep you that long, I don't think. But we're going to share some things with you. I've only got about 12 pages, and I can go through them about, usually it takes 10 minutes a page, and so we'll be done, okay? So, wow. Did you guys eat a bunch of pizza last night? Who had pepperoni? Papa John's knows how to do pepperoni. You know, he knows how to do pepperoni. You know, pepperoni makes me thirsty. I eat a bunch of that. How about any of you? Yeah. What'd you guys drink last night? All night, you up all night. You had to have something to drink. Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew. You know, I went to a dentist one time, and he told me that kids come in and all their teeth are rotted out. You know what they call it? They call it Mountain Dew mouth, because it rots your teeth out. So, you know, when you're my age and you're up here, hey, what do you have? I have Mountain Dew. You know? Yeah. Well, when your teeth's gone, it don't matter anymore. What else did you have to drink? Who likes to drink water? Do you guys really? I can't stand water. How many of you like, you all like to drink water, really? Do you prefer water over Dr. Pepper? Do you really? Wow, I can't believe that. I can't believe you guys. What about water over tea? Do we have any coffee drinkers in here? Oh no. You kidding me? You guys drink coffee? Oh my goodness, you guys are way too young to start that. She's addicted to it. Yeah. She said, "No, I'm not. I haven't had any this morning, and don't you say I'm addicted to it or you know, she's not addicted to it. She just not had anything. She went all morning without it." Yeah. Oh my. Get thirsty. Do you ever get really thirsty? Really thirsty? Man, there's times I get so thirsty, I feel like that. Right? You just feel like you could almost drink coffee. I mean, you get so thirsty. You could drink anything. Right? I want to talk to you, ask you today. Are you thirsty? Are you thirsty? Are you thirsty? Yes. Okay, there's a water fountain just down. No. Okay, do you know that every year in the United States, there are thousands of people that suffer from something called dehydration? Dehydration is a lack of water in your body. Your body requires water. Your body is made up of 75% water. Have you ever heard somebody say that when they, I lost a lot of water weight? Or, you know, they gain weight. It's water. Yeah, 75% water. Man, if I would weigh less than, and I'm not going to tell you how much less, but I would weigh less than 50 pounds if I lost all my water. I would be, I'd look like a raisin up here, you know, but your body is 75% water. It requires water. It is necessary. And without water in your body, you die. That's it. You're done. You're toast. All right? It takes water in your body. I was doing some looking for some numbers, and it was hard to find exact numbers, but for children in the United States, every year there's over 200,000 children that are treated in hospitals specifically for dehydration. They've lost water. 200. And every year among children, there are over 300 deaths that are specifically attributed to dehydration because they lost water. Your body requires that water, and it needs water to survive and to live. You cannot make it without water. You can go for a number of days without food. Okay? So you guys, I know you would never even dream of trying that. But you know, you can go a number of days with no food. Some of you could live a lot longer than others with no food, if you know what I mean. But that you can't. But you cannot live very long without getting water. You have to have water. You won't survive very long without water. You have to have some kind of fluid in your body because your body requires it. Your body. If you want to go on a fast, you can fast food, but you can't fast water. You can't do it. You'll get sick. You will be very, very much in trouble if you try to go without water. But you know, spiritually, our soul needs water. Our spirit needs water. When I talk about water, I'm talking about the Spirit of God. All right? It needs to, it gets thirsty. The Spirit gets thirsty, and it requires water to function. It requires the Spirit of God to function. You cannot survive without the Spirit of God in your life. You cannot survive as a Christian, as a child of God, without the Spirit of God in your life. You won't make it. You won't make it. You have to have it. Let me tell you what, you can survive your Christian life without a lot of different things, but you cannot survive without the Spirit of God in your life. And when you do not have the Spirit of God in your life, there should be a thirst that kicks in that says, hey, I need the Spirit of God. I need more of God in my life. My spirit is getting dry, and I need the Spirit of God. Sadly, there are a lot of churches that are dry. They are dying of dehydration. They are dying because they have no move of God, no move of the Spirit of God. They have no move of the Holy Ghost. And I'm sorry, there's a lot of churches that fall under that category, and they are dying of thirst. They are dying of thirst. And there's Christians in our churches. There are young people. There are youth groups that are dying for thirst. They need a move of God. They need a revival. They need a move of the Spirit of God. And they are just so thirsty. They need it. And without a move of the Spirit of God, there are churches that are going to close up. There are youth groups that are going to dwindle away to nothing. They are going to lose their young people. There are souls that are going to lose out with God and backslide and walk away from the Lord if they don't get a drink. Yeah. It's thirst. Amen. Ooh. Excuse me. Just a moment. The water fountain's off limits for the next hour, okay? So you're going to go to the bathroom and go to the stool. Water. All right. Act like a little dog, huh? Anyway, this is kind of a casual setting, Ruth. Okay? We're just kind of relating to these young people here. Okay? Okay, how do you get dehydrated? How does your physical body get dehydrated? There's a number of different ways it happens, but let me just share with you. Do you know that you are using water all of the time in your body? It's constantly working. And you are losing and using the water in your body every moment. How many of you have breathed this morning? Do you know when you breathe, you lose water? You breathe in oxygen and air, and when you exhale humidified air. Okay? Have you ever got into a automobile with the windows up and sat there for a little while and breathed in there and windows all fog up? Huh? Have you ever done that? You wonder why? Why is these windows? That's because you are breathing humidified air out, and you are losing water just to breathe. Just breathing takes water. And you know what? Last I checked, you cannot live without breathing. Let's try it on a few people. One, two. I mean, you can't make it without breathing. You have got to breathe. And just by breathing, you are using water. And you are losing the water that's in your physical body. And if that water is not replenished, you will get dehydrated. Just by the fact of go, you don't have to be doing anything but sitting there doing what you do best, breathing. You use water. You get you can become dehydrated by just breathing. You're losing the water. Let me tell you, you know what? Just as a child of God, just by going through your everyday life, you are losing and using the Spirit of God. You don't realize it, and you don't understand it, and it's happening so slowly, you don't realize it, but you are using and you are losing of the Spirit of God, and it is working through you and working your life. That is why just going through your normal work week and going through school and all of that, amen, you need the Spirit of God in your life to function. You're going to need the Spirit of God this week coming up. You are going to need the Spirit of God because you say, well, there's really nothing going on, but just being a child of God, just being a Christian, you need the Spirit of the Lord. And guess what? You have got to replenish the water and the Spirit inside of you that you are using and losing every day just by virtue of being a child of God. You can't just go on and on. It is important that you get a drink. That reminds me. It's important that you get a drink every once in a while. Right? Do you know how else you lose water and you become dehydrated? How many of you guys get out there and played basketball last night? Hey, Brother Ned, good to see you, man. My great friend, Brother Ned White. How many of you young people got out there and played basketball last night and you were perspiring? I can pick out a few of you that were. I can show a few of you guys. I can tell there's a few of you that were perspiring last night, getting out there playing basketball and you're sweating, you know, and you're getting hot and the sweat was rolling down your face. By exerting yourself, by exercise, by work, okay, you lose water from your body. Just by when you are struggling against something, you are losing water. Let me tell you, as a child of God, when you are in a struggle, when you are doing something, when you are working for the Lord, when you are doing anything for God, you are going to lose the Spirit of the Lord out of you. You use it. You are using the Spirit of God. And it happened. So guess what? When you're out there playing ball and you get out there and you get hot and sweaty and you know what? And you're that girl who brings over a glass of water and you say, hey. And you get yourself a drink, right? And you look her in the eye and you say, thank you. And she says, oh, that was my water, you know. But yeah, you get thirsty when you're out there playing. You get thirsty when you're out there struggling. And as a child of God, amen, when you are going through trials, when you are facing temptation, when you are facing things in your life and you are struggling against those, you are going to develop a thirst for the Spirit of God in your life because you need the Spirit of God replenished inside of you in order to survive. All right? Quickly, there's another way that you dehydrate. That is when you get an infection in your body. When you get sick. Okay? When you get sick and you get an infection in your body, it'll dehydrate your body. You will lose your fluids. And you can get to say, I remember when Nathan was just a little bitty guy and he got sick with the flu and he was so sick he wasn't playing, he wasn't doing nothing. And he didn't say, Dad, I'm dehydrated. He was just too little. But I tell you what, he just laid there. He had no energy, no movement. He was just so sick. And so man, I said, man, we got to get him to the hospital. Took him to the hospital. And immediately they said, he's dehydrated. And they started giving him fluids. And so when he got those fluids, he perked back up. But you know what? Just because he was sick, he had an infection in his body. Amen. He was losing the fluid and he got dehydrated and he was very, very sick. When you are getting an infection in your spirit, and an infection of sin, and some infection of bitterness, some infection of anger and malice in your heart, amen, it will drain you of the Spirit of God. it will drain you, and you have to have that replenished in your life. You have to. There's another way that that you get dehydrated. It's by injury. If you get hurt, you can dehydrate your body because you have suffered some injury and you have lost fluid and you have lost blood or whatever. When you get injured, you will get dehydrated. And that's a dangerous thing, to be injured and dehydrated, okay? And so when you get to that point, you need somebody to give you fluids. Do you ever, what is one of the first things they do when they get you in an ambulance after an accident? They poke a thing in your veins and start giving you fluids. They start giving you fluids. Listen, when you are hurt, as it's in your spirit, when you suffer hurt, when somebody hurts your feelings, when somebody offends you, when somebody is hurt in your life, maybe hurt in your family, whatever it is, you will begin to lose the Spirit of God and use the Spirit of God. Amen. And you need to have that replenished. You have to have the Spirit of God in your life. Amen. And if you know what? There should be a thirst inside of you for this. There should be something that it develops in you. When your body begins to lose water, it gets what? Thirst. Man, excuse me. It gets thirsty. So you need to replenish that in your life. You need the Spirit of God every day. You cannot function without it. You cannot function without it. And you need the Spirit of God in your life. And you need to get thirsty for it. Thirsty for it. To develop a thirst. Okay, so Brother Brim, now I know how we get dehydrated. Okay, but how do I know if I'm getting dehydrated? How do I know? First of all, let me tell you, when you start getting dehydrated, one of the first things that happens is you get dry mouth. Right? Feels like you've been sucking on a cotton ball. Your mouth gets dry. You ever had your mouth just so dry? Right? Where your tongue, now I don't mean to be gross, but your tongue kind of sticks to your mouth. You ever get so dry? There's, and I don't want to, gross you out or anything, but, when there's no saliva in your mouth, you're dry when you spit sand. That you, dry mouth. You know what that is? That's the body saying, I'm thirsty. I'm running low on water. I'm running low on water. And I need a drink. I need a drink. That's the body telling you, I'm thirsty. And when your mouth gets dry, you automatically want to go and get a glass of water. And get a drink because your mouth gets dry. Your mouth gets dry, and so you want to replenish it. That's your body telling you. Listen, amen, there's a lot of Christians that are dehydrated because you can tell, because they get dry mouth. They get dry mouth. They no longer want to pray. They no longer want to praise. They no longer want to speak about the things of God. They can't sing in a service. They don't want to rejoice. They don't want to testify. Amen. Because they seem they are dry in their spirit. They are so dried out. And they are thirsty. Many of you today, many of you young people today are thirsty. Many of you in your spirit, amen, you are dying of thirst. And you need a drink of water. You need a drink of water. And your body is trying to tell you, your spirit is trying to tell you, I am thirsty. Have you ever come to church and everybody's worshiping God and you just, I just don't feel like it. I just don't feel like it. Maybe you're thirsty and you don't realize how much you need a drink of the Spirit of God in your life. Amen. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 55, amen, ho, everyone that thirsteth. Everyone that thirsteth, you know what? Amen. Not only is it he calling to those that are thirsty, but I believe every one of us get thirsty at some time. Every one of us do. When we get to church and we don't have the desire to praise and to worship God, and when we can't get to an altar and pray and seek the Lord, you are going to get dry in your spirit. And you need a drink. You need a drink. You get thirsty. You get so thirsty. You know what? There's another thing. You know what? The Bible, the When I was reading about dehydration, it says that when you get dehydrated, you can't cry tears when your body gets dehydrated. Wow. Now, I know some of you guys are pretty tough, but when you get to the point that you can no longer go to an altar and you can't cry tears, when you get down and God can't move your spirit and God can't touch your emotions, amen, you are thirsty and you need a drink. When you come down to an altar, you lift your hand and you just stand there like, yeah, like a dried up whatever. Right. No emotions. Right. God don't move you at all. Amen. You are thirsty. Yes. You are getting dehydrated in your spirit and you need a drink. Yes. You need a drink. You don't can't keep waiting around. Amen. But you need to get a drink of water. When you get to the point when your emotions are no longer affected, amen, you need a drink. Dehydration, that it goes untreated, begins to continually progress. And guess what? Your body realizes it needs water. It realizes, and so it starts to compensate. It begins to draw water from every part of the body. And when it has drawn water, and you know what? They'll pull it from all of the cells in your body. One of the ways you can tell if you're dehydrated is if you pinch your skin and you pinch it and you watch how fast that it goes back into place. Man, if you're very dehydrated, it'll just stay all pinched up because there's no water in the flesh. The body is drawing it all in and sucking all the water back. And eventually, you know what it does? It starts cutting water off to other parts of the body because it's saying, I am thirsty. Eventually, you know what it said? One of the first places that it stops, that it cuts off, is it cuts off water to the brain. It begins to, your body begins to shut down the brain. A lot of you are very thirsty. You are very thirsty. Because your brain started shutting down a long time ago. But when your brain begins to shut down, it begins to affect things. You begin to get confused. You begin to not be able to make decisions. You become uncertain and unsteady. And listen, amen, there's a lot of Christians that have become so dehydrated. Amen, they're confused and they don't know what to do and they don't have direction and they're unstable in their life. And eventually, as long as you continue to go without water, it begins to shut down the organs in your body, and it'll eventually shut down your heart. You will overwork your heart to the point that it'll be damaged, and eventually it'll shut it down because it is dying of thirst. And there's young people that are so thirsty, and they have gone so long without a drink of the Spirit of God, amen, that the very heart of them is dried up. The very heart of them. Yeah. Let me tell you what, young person, amen, you need to realize, amen, that you need a drink. Are you thirsty today? Right. Are you thirsty? Hallelujah. Amen. I know many of you would like for me to share my drink with you today. Brother Brian, bring me a bucket of water, if you would. Just set it up here out of the way for right now. Okay, thank you. Thank you. But you know, you need a drink of water. You are so thirsty. You are so thirsty, and you need a drink today. Have you ever got to the physically where you are so thirsty? He said, Mom, I need a drink. Mom, do we have anything to drink? You go to the refrigerator and you open it up and you, man, oh, have you ever went to the refrigerator and opened up the refrigerator and your brother has emptied the water pitcher and didn't refill it? You want to slap him? You want to go to the refrigerator and your brother, how many of you have ever walked into the kitchen and your brother's got the jug? Oh, don't you hate that? Like, what are you doing? You don't drink out of a jug. What are you, a horse? You know, I mean, come on. I can't believe that you'd be so gross to drink out of a jug. He said, well, I was going to drink it all anyway. Yeah, right. Gross. And then you wonder, how many times has he drunk out of the jug and I didn't see him? Right? But you get thirsty. get thirsty. You know what? They say that when you know that you are getting ready to go out and exercise, you need to hydrate your body before you go out and you exercise. If you're getting, before you go play a big game of basketball, you need to drink fluids because you know you're going to lose it. All right, you know it's good. You're going to go out there and you're going to sweat and stink and all that, and you need that, or you need to hydrate. If it's a very hot day and you're going to be working outside, you need to drink a lot of water before you go outside. Well, listen, if you know spiritually what you're facing this week at school, amen, you need to hydrate yourself this weekend. You know what you're facing in the future, amen, you need to get a drink of water right now. You need to get a drink of water right now. You need to get thirsty. You need to get thirsty. And if you're not thirsty for a touch of God and a touch of His Spirit in your life, you are going to dry up as a Christian. You're going to be a dried up child of God. I tell you, I've been in youth groups and I've been to youth meetings that were dry. I've been in churches that are dry. And let me tell you, it is not good. It is not a pleasant place. And when you see young people that are dried up, listen, you cannot survive by just getting a drink in every youth camp you go to and think that you can survive all winter long without a drink. You cannot go, amen, for weeks upon weeks without a drink of the Spirit of God. You can't miss Wednesday night and Sunday night and just kind of slip in every once in a while and then sit in the back. You need to get down to an altar and get a drink of water. Amen. You can't afford just to go to youth service and sit there and not get in and let God help you. Amen. You need to get a drink of water. You really need to get thirsty. Excuse me. You really need to get thirsty. Oh, wow. How many want a drink? Do you really? I'm sorry, but I got permission. You guys need a drink of water. You need a drink of water. You're thirsty. Last night during the service, amen, when you was worshiping God, was there not a thirst inside of you? When you see others, amen, getting in and worshiping God, doesn't it create a thirst inside of you? When you see others that God is blessing, Brother Brian, just stand up here and drink. Don't it create, wouldn't you love? Hey, man, feel that, man. Man, isn't that cold? Man, isn't that cold? Man, to feel that. Oh, and you say, man, I wish I could have a cold drink of water right now, Brother Brian. He's making me thirsty. I wished I could get a. What about when last night when others were getting a blessing and they was worshiping God? Don't you wish you could lift your hands and worship God like that? You've got to get thirsty for it. You've got to get thirsty. Amen. There are some young people, they don't realize, I need a drink. If I was going to take you out on a survival course, put you in the desert, okay, what would you want to take? Water? Not me, I was going to take a car door. No, I was going to take a car door with me, so if it got hot, I could roll down the window. Hey, man, you would want to take water. You'd want to take water with you. Man, if you were going out in a desert, well, listen, hey, man, this week at school, it's a dry desert out there, and you need something right now, 'tis this week. Hey, man, you've been all winter long, and some of you haven't had a touch of God in your life since youth retreat. Hey, man, you've got to be thirsty. Your spirit ought to be getting thirsty for something, for a drink of water. And there's some of you, when you are dry, tell you what, you're in great danger. You need to satisfy that thirst. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, let him come and drink. Let him come and drink. Do you know what the treatment for dehydration is? You know what it is? Water. Man. And they even give you a prescription for it. No, they don't. It's water. You get sick, and you know what the doctor says? Try to be sure and they get plenty of fluids. Give them plenty of fluids. They don't want you to dehydrate. Listen, if you've got, let me tell you, you know what the cure is for your youth group right now? Hallelujah. It's water. It's the water of the Spirit of God. You know what it is? You know what the cure is for the hurt in your life right now? You say, Brother Brim, I have been so hurt by people in the youth group, people in the church, in my family. I have been so hurt. You know what the cure is for that right now? A good drink of water. A good drink of the Spirit of God. Amen. You say, Brother Brim, when I go to church, I just can't seem to get in like I want to. I can't seem to, I want to feel like I felt at youth camp, man. I want to feel all of that. And I can't feel that way right now. You know what the cure for that is? It's a drink of water. It's a drink of the Spirit of God. Amen. And you sit there, you know, it's so simple. It is so simple. But really, what do I need, Brother Brim? What I need is, I need a big flaming evangelist to come here and preach something that'll stir me up and get me all excited. I need a big, massive crowd of young people that'll push me and promote me. No, all you need is simply a little drink of water. That's all you really need, young person. Are you thirsty? Are you thirsty? I hate water. I'd rather have Diet Pepsi. You need to drink the Spirit of God, every one of you. And it's so easy. Remember what Jesus said when he stood up on that day of the feast? If any man thirst. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink of the water of life freely. Come on. Are you thirsty? Are you thirsty? Man, drink. Drink. Man, you know what? Hey, some of you right now, young people, all you got to do is drink. That's all you got to do. Now, listen, if you're in the hospital, and you are so sick and so weak you can't lift your head, then you know what? We'll take care of it for you. We'll put an IV in there, and we'll start pumping water into your body. And we'll get you. Sometime, you know what? There's some people in the church that's what they have to have, Brother Hurst. They are so sick. They are so hurt. They are so wounded. They've got to have a little bit of extra treatment. But you know what? The majority of the people, all they need to do is get up and get a drink. That's all they really need to do. Yeah, they're dry, and all they really need is to get up and get a drink of water. Amen, but they'll sit there, and they'll get dry mouth, and they won't worship, and they won't have church. Amen, they just sit there. Well, I'm tired. Amen, oh, but I'm so thirsty, but I'm tired, but I'm so thirsty, and I'm so tired, and I'm so, but get up and get a drink. Don't leave. You know why? The service is over. They walk out the door, and they never went to the altar to get a good drink of the Spirit of God. Amen. They run out to the water fountain, but they never run to the altar to get a drink of the Spirit of God. You know, it's amazing to me. When you're having church, Brother Hurst, how many people have to go get a drink? It is. And I'll tell you what fires me up, all right, is when somebody gets up to sing, or somebody gets up to sing in the choir, and they sing, and they want everybody to get up and worship with them. And as soon as they're done, they go get a drink. You know what I say? Why? You want everybody to worship? You need to worship. Yeah. Right? Amen. I don't like for my musicians to leave the platform and go straight out the back door. Yeah. I think that looks bad. Yeah. I think it looks bad. It looks like, you know what, I've done my part, man. I'm out of here, dude. What is it about sitting on the platform that makes them want to go get a drink? If I all of a sudden stopped in my preaching and said, hey, I'm going to get a drink. I'll be right back. Right? Everybody said, where is he going? If I walk off, when I walk off the platform at the church, they think somebody's dying in the pew. Okay, they think that there's a man with a gun in the back of the church. They think that there's something really seriously wrong. There's a fire somewhere because I've walked off the platform. But it's amazing how quickly people want to go out and get a drink, but it's they're reluctant to go to an altar and get a drink. They don't want to get up in the service and lift their hands and say, "Lord, I am thirsty. I am thirsty." They don't mind to interrupt the service and climb over everybody and climb over the pew and walk out in the middle of the altar service to get a drink. But they won't just stand up and run to the altar. They say, "Well, I'll wait for everybody else." But they won't. When they're thirsty for a move of the Spirit of God, they don't want to get up. Young people, I'm asking you today, are you thirsty? Are you really thirsty? Are you? Some of you are shaking your head, yeah. Yeah. I'm wondering, why ain't you getting a drink? Why ain't you getting a drink? Amen. Are you thirsty? Excuse me. You guys are going to make me drink a lot of this water, aren't you? I'm asking, are you thirsty today? Oh, it's really simple. I want a drink. Okay, stand. Got to get back up here where I can see over everybody. He stood up and everybody disappeared. How many want to go to the water fountain right now? How many want to come to the altar and get a drink? How many is thirsty? You know, young people, it concerns me. Because we've got young people in our church too. And they're the same way. They're the same way. And you need to get a drink of water on a regular basis. You cannot just continue to go through your walk with God and never get a drink. The other day I was going down the highway, and maybe you've seen this, but it was a billboard, and it had this real beautiful picture of water on it. And it was a real beautiful picture of water, and then on it just said one word, thirsty, with a question mark. So it said, thirsty? Man, I kind of thought about that. Are you thirsty? Are you thirsty? I don't know, sometimes our services get dry, the preaching gets dry, the songs get dry. I just need a drink. I just need a drink. I just need a touch of the Spirit of God in my life again. Lord, I'm just so thirsty. Young people, if you're thirsty today, I just want you to come and stand across the front of the church. If you're thirsty, okay? I want you to come. And I want you to come and get a drink of the Spirit of God. Let Him satisfy the thirst. Have you ever been so dry? Your mouth so dry, your throat so dry? You take that first drink and it just seems to go down your throat. And you just feel your body just soaking in that water. You're so thirsty. So thirsty. Oh God. Lord, I am so thirsty. I'm thirsty, Lord. My spirit is dry. Do you want a drink? Do you want a drink? Do you want something from the God? Does your spirit thirst within you? Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come and drink. Again. Every man that thirsteth, come on. Come on, get a drink. Come on, get a drink. The water is free. Come without price and drink. Come and let the Spirit of God just begin to saturate your dry and thirsty soul. Oh God, help us. Satisfy, Lord. Satisfy the thirst of our spirit. God, it's been a long winter. And God, we have become so dry. And now today, Lord God, we just want you to quench our thirst. Lord, it's been a long school year so far. A lot of things going on in our life and in the school. And it seems like it has just drained us of every bit of the Spirit of God. And Lord, now, Lord God, we are thirsty. Our body is crying out. Our spirit is crying out. Lord, satisfy this thirst. Are you thirsty? Are you thirsty? Amen. Oh, God, let young people develop a thirst in their heart. God, let them suddenly become thirsty for a moving of the Spirit of the Lord in their life right now. God, let them get so thirsty, God, that they want to feel their spirit, Lord God. Lord, touch us. Hallelujah. God, I am thirsty. Hallelujah. Just throw your hands in the air, young people. Say, Lord Jesus, God, I need a drink, Lord. I need my spirit, Lord. God is thirsty today. Lord, my spirit is so thirsty. God, oh God, move on me, Jesus. Move on me, Spirit of God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord, it's been a while. God, it's been since youth retreat. It's been since youth camp. It's been since our last revival. Amen, that I really had a move of the Spirit of God. That the Spirit of God really saturated my soul. That I was lost in the Spirit and lost in your presence. God, it's been weeks. It's been months. Lord, and I am so thirsty. God, so thirsty for a move of your Spirit.
We need your touch.
So thirsty, Lord Jesus. God, saturate my spirit. Saturate my spirit, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, I am thirsty. Tell the Lord, young men. Tell the Lord, God, I am thirsty. I need a drink. I need a drink. Lord, I need a drink. My spirit thirsts for thee, Lord. God, oh God. Lord, I'm thirsty now. Young ladies, just lift your hands. Say, God, oh God, satisfy the thirst of my spirit, Lord. Satisfy the thirst of my spirit. Lord, I am so thirsty. God, oh God. Lord, God, give me tears back, Lord. Let the tears roll down my face as the Spirit of God falls on me. Lord, as my spirit is hydrated. Lord, God, as my spirit is refreshed. God, let tears begin to roll down my face again, Lord. God, let the tears begin to flow. God, oh God, refresh my spirit. Refresh my soul, God. Lord Jesus, I pray, Lord. God, oh God. Lord, move in my spirit. Move in my soul, Lord Jesus. Come on, young man. Lord, I need it, Jesus. I am thirsty, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Yes, young people, come on. Let the Spirit of God touch you. Let the Spirit of God flow over you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, it's been way too long, Lord. Way too long, Lord. God, I am dry, and today, Lord, God, I want my spirit to be refreshed. I want to be hydrated today, Lord. God, oh God, I want to be hydrated. By the Spirit of God in my life, Lord.
Hallelujah. Holy Spirit,
Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Lord God, let the Spirit of the Lord, God, refresh me. Let the Spirit of God, Lord, saturate my soul and my spirit, God. God, I know what I'm getting ready to face, Lord. I know what's going to be going on in school this week. God, I need to be rehydrated in my spirit right now, Lord. Right now, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.